The Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words based on the Mechaber, what a person should do, what a kehilah should do in the event that some of the laning was missed. He says, when it comes to Shabbos, afil dilek pasuk echad choz v'kari. Even if a single sentence was missed, you have to go back and read that sentence. V'afilu rak teva achas sorech lachsav likroso. Not only if a whole entire pasuk was missing, but even a word, it's necessary to go back and recite it again. And he says, "Umaslim etchilas osu pasuk," and you should go back to that pasuk, which not everyone does. Some people just correct the mistake right there. Some people go all the way back to the beginning of the pasuk. He continues in the words of the Piskei Tshuvos. He says, "Vafil dilig os achas." He goes a little bit further and says, "Forget about a word." Even if it's a letter. The reality is it depends. He says, "Mishtana mashmos inyan ekev chisern oseh." If not reciting one letter, if you would look at the context of the sentence, if it does not change the actual meaning of the sentence, then we do not require you to go back and say it. You certainly could. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not necessary. But in the event that you change the inyan, the actual sentence, by you missing even a letter, then it must go back. Now, does this apply to the Baal Kareh, or is it maybe you as an individual? In other words, let's say you were in Shul, and you were trying your very best, following along on Shabbos at the laning, but for whatever reason, you missed a sentence. So, in that case, do you have to go hunting for another Shul to be Yotze, to fulfill the obligation of Kriya? So as we recall, we've been discussing that the whole obligation of Kriyas HaTorah is not on the individual. It's really on the tzibur, but not on the individual. Therefore he says, V'davka k'shabal korei dealing. It's only when the person who's reading skips. Aval im echad ma'akahal l'sham. If someone from the shul does not hear, Einu chai v'lachsor achar minyan, he doesn't have to go to another minyan, k'di l'shmo es mashe dealing, to try to make up for that which was missed. So you can hear that and say, what?
Oh, we're going to get to it.
Which happens.
You're laughing, but that's what now the Piskei Tshuvos discusses. And that's what we'll get to. The Piskei Tshuvos says, well, based on that, it sounds like it can be a complete free-for-all. After all, just as long as the Baal Kareh is doing the right thing, so we can do our own thing elsewhere. What?
Have an illegal
kid. Chas v'shalom. So he says like this, Barev l'chat chila hachova al kol yochid v'yochid l'zahir sholadaleg l'shmo shum teva v'os mepia balkari. He says that l'chat chila, preferably it's an obligation upon every person, kol yochid v'yochid, he says, that you have to be zahir, that you should not miss hearing a single word or a single letter from the words of the balkari. So what's the big deal? After all, we just said it's really not an obligation on me. But not everyone holds like that. If we recall the opinion of the Shla, he holds that an individual is obligated to hear. That's what he says like this. Chada, first of all, kiesh chashash l'divrei hasovrim, according to those who hold, such as the Shla, she'akriyas haTorah chavasa al kol yachid v'yachid. It's not only on the tzibur, but every individual has their own obligation. And according to him, he holds en yotzei de chavaso im dil gefil osachas, as we mentioned before. If you miss a single word, similar to as we have when it comes to, for example, Megillas Esther, Parsha Zohar, as some examples, if you miss a single word, it's a problem. You want to hear it, you have to hear it again. So according to the opinion of the Shlah, that doesn't just apply those few times. It applies all the time. Every Shabbos, you have an individual obligation. And therefore, for you to miss even a single word, according to some heavy hitters, real opinions, you have not fulfilled your obligation of Kriyas HaTorah. But he goes further. He says, V'yoser sarach lizahir ma'od b'kak sheish minyan mesumsum. If you have an exact number of 10, you have exactly 10 people and no more, then you have to be even more careful to make sure that you are listening to every word. And he continues on the bottom and says like this. He says, according to the opinion of the Yesh Nochlim, Im ein asara decisal l'sifrei Torah. If it's true that there were not 10 people that were listening to the words, but often kol zehira shul lachzer, just like the Baal Kori cannot miss a single word. If it was the case that out of the 10 people, there were not that number that were listening to every word and letter, according to some opinions, yesh kan chash debirchas levatal. The person who got the aliyah actually said a bracha in vain, because it's not considered to be a quorum if you do not have, according to this opinion, 10 people that are actually listening intently to the laning. And he says, she'im ein tisha. Of course, one of them is the Baal Kori, hopefully is listening to himself, so we don't have to worry about him, but the person getting the aliyah, and then there's these nine, including them, that's the nine people, which would make the exact number of a minyan. You have to have exactly at least nine people of a shomim piashat listening to the Baal Kori. Ki'inyan shiksavti, as we wrote, she'ozol mikri tzibor. Because if you don't have 10, then it's not really a tzibor. You just have 10 people. You can have 10 people at a casino. That doesn't make it a minyan, because you have 10 Jews there. There has to be that they're assembling in order to pray or to listen to a laning. So if you don't have 10 people that are listening to the laning, according to this opinion, it's not a tzibor. According to this very strict opinion, that's considered to be a bracha vatala if you don't have 10 people that are listening intently. And therefore, if you have exactly a minyan musumsum, you can't blame the other guy because everyone has that responsibility. If you have 11 people, then you can say, I'll be number 11, so what's the big deal? The other 10 will pay attention. But there's another issue. V'sheinis, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, K'dei she'eda ha'kal v'sakinis ha'Baal Kori im yita. Who says the Baal Kori is not going to make a mistake? And what happens if he makes a mistake? And there's not a single person paying attention. So we have the halacha that if the Baal Kori makes a mistake, then the tzibur is certainly not yotze. So therefore, you should be listening, even if you don't have a personal obligation to hear the laning, but nonetheless to make sure that the tzibur fulfills their obligation of the kriya, so that if they make a mistake, it can be corrected. But Kol Shekein, he says, all the more so. She'im dileg m'lishmoa. If the reason why you did not hear the laning, I'm just reading these words, and this is the order as we're up to. Biglal sicha v'dibor, she'gadol avonu ma'od. If the reason why you're not hearing is not because you just accidentally you weren't paying attention for a split second, but because you're engaged in idle conversation, gadol avonu ma'od. How do you translate that? It's a big sin. The Kfar Kosov Baal Mishnah Brura, the Chavetz Chaim writes in his introduction, Al Hamadavrim Be'emsa Kriyas HaTorah, what does he consider someone who speaks during this particular point of the davening? And I don't like reading it. I would rather skip this, but I'm not going to. Afilu im yechzer al yedei zeh, afilu pasuk echad, o afilu teva achas, hu avon v'godol avonu manaso. Even if this person, not that he just talks throughout the lane, not talking about that. The Chavetz Chaim says, even if an individual does not recite, or does not listen, rather, to one pasuk, and he says, afilu teva achas, this is the language of the Chavetz Chaim, even one single word, godol avonu manaso. So great is the sin, too great for one to be able to carry such a burden. This person who's engaged in idle conversation in the shul, Maviru Mishmoa Dibri Elokim Chaim. What is he doing? He's not listening to the words of Elokim Chaim, of our living God. And therefore he says it's even worse than a person who would just walk right out of shul in the middle of laning. For no good reason. You walk on a shul in the middle of the laning, that's also not okay. But at least you're not there insulting a Kodesh Baruch Hu by your conversation. And then the Piskei Tshuvos concludes like this. V'lochein sarach kol echad echad l'shtadil. Every person must do their utmost v'sadir kol inyanav to prepare themselves as much as they can. V'man l'yitztarach machmas simas ones l'otzeis m'beis achnesa. So they should not ever have to leave the shul during the time of, during the laning. And he says, v'yoser srichim l'zahir b'kavka, to be extremely careful. Certainly those who bring yaldehim hakatanim l'beis achnesa, small children to shul. That what happens? Shulim l'afriya. that their mafriya, they cause the people that are present, including, of course, their father, to not be able to listen properly to the Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore one has to be very meticulous, those who do bring children to school, to shul, rather, that they do not disturb themselves or others around them.